step one is expressing regret. I am sorry. The step two is accepting responsibility for what you did. I was wrong for snapping at you at breakfast, you know, or whatever it was that you did.
So you actually name it. You have to name what it was. You can't just say, I'm sorry for stuff. You have to say, I'm sorry for it. That's this specific behavior that I engaged in, and I apologize for it.
Yes, and I take responsibility. I'm the one. I was wrong about that. Making restitution is your third step. What can I do to make it right? You know, what can I do? Do I need to take you to dinner? Do I need to, you know, tell the third party that was involved that was there? Do I need to let them know, you know, I said something very offensive the other day and I have to apologize for that. How can I make restitution? The fourth step is genuinely repenting. I'll try my best not to do that again. And that last step, requesting forgiveness, will you please forgive me? So, of course, you know, if it's a very minor offense, you can go through these very quickly. But if it's something that is a big deal, that is something that would carry over day after day after day unless it was taken care of, that this is a very good process to go through that Dr. Chapman actually, with a co-author, Jennifer Thomas, went through with the five languages of apology. And, you know, I remember with my husband when we were newlyweds, our first big fight was in a apartment building in Dallas, Texas, where we first lived, and there was a neighbor moving in, and my husband said, can we invite Walter over for dinner? And I was a new wife. I did not know how to cook. I did not have an extra portion for our new friend Walter, and I said, no, we cannot have him over for dinner. And who did my husband bring home for dinner that night?
Oh, Walter!
Okay, so I opened the door, and I was like, oh, hi, Walter. And I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to divide this chicken into three people? And I was just so, but of course, with Walter, I was really nice. And then after Walter left, of course, I was so upset. So, you know, James had to run through these five languages of apology. I remember he just tackled me, right? Just newlywed, just, you know, all clueless, just tackled me. And he looked at me eye to eye and he said, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, are you sorry because, you know, you just want to make up? Or are you sorry because you know what you did was really wrong? Because at that moment, I did not sense that what he did was wrong at all. Like, he didn't really grasp that. And so he needed to communicate to me, you know what? I am sorry. That was wrong of me to do that against what you had said. I will, you know, I'll help you clean the dishes to make restitution. I will try not to do that again. And please forgive me, you know, for inviting Walter over when you told me I couldn't. And you know, and he's done well. That was 16 years ago, and he's never invited anyone over when I said they couldn't come over.